Frida is blonde, tall, and beautiful. But according to her doctor, she has some weight problems.
Your dog is weighing 69.6 pounds. And he thinks he needs to be around 60 to 65. By no means are you obese.
Okay.
Mr. John runs a very special pet clinic in South Austin.
My name is Eric John. I'm the agriculture science instructor here at Aikens High School. The program has been in existence since 2005. The clinic has just recently opened up this year, so this is our first year to actually have a clinic. It's open for everybody.
8 Aikens High School seniors do all the work.
Get your face.
From washing a fawn pug, to trimming off the matted curls of a trembling puppy, to administering shots. All under the supervision of Mr. John and Dr. Colt Dietz, a vet who volunteers his time here. Moving his stethoscope around a chihuahua's chest, Dr. Dietz shows students how to listen for abnormalities in the dog's heartbeat.
So the mitral is about right there, and then you can slide it up a little bit, listen to the atrial and the pulmonary, and then on the right side, the tricuspid would be about right there. So
the animals are calm and quiet, the students invested. Mr. John says he started this program with 40 kids, but it is intense. Kids have to learn how to deal with animals' body fluids, with managing their pain and assisting in surgery. They even learn to put an animal down. Many got discouraged, but 8 are still in the program. Among them, Vanessa Preciado. She'll graduate this spring with a vet tech certificate. Remember the puppy that's getting his hair trimmed? She's the one working on it. She says she still struggles watching pet owners suffer.
I know. My pet spent 2 hours holding his dead dog. It was his family. He's had him since he was younger. But we also give, like, paw prints to the owners and stuff like that, and give them their ashes if they want them, just so that the dogs can still be with them and comfort the humans as well as animals.
Even though there's no shortage of veterinarians around the country, these students say that's their goal. Aikens students could be well on their way. They're already getting the same experience college students don't get until their third or fourth year. Joy Diaz, KUT News.